heard it from the Rebbe. He actually heard it from the Rebbe while the Rebbe Zecheinu Livracha, while they were running away in France. That's what he said. He says he heard it from the Rebbe in France. But I heard it later from, you know, Bisham other people, just the Vort. The Gemara says also, it's a Vort that a lot of people are starting Erevin now. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that Omer Shmuel, that Bishah, that Shleim HaMelech was Mesakin Erevin in the Tilis Yadayim, is Yotza Baskil Va'omra, Im Chochem Bni Yismach Libi Gamoni. It's not a posik. The question is, what is the Gemara says it in the Suya with the Yudches Gzeres. Yadayim is a Pesach of later Bishamay or Shleim HaMelech. I'll call upon him. So the Shaila is, what's the Chochem Bni Yismach Libi Gamoni, that he was Mesakin Erevin until Yadayim, ma Pshat. The Rebbe said Pshat Azoy. Bechlal, what's the Inyan of Erevin? Inyan of Erevin is, there's a din that if there's a few Rishus HaYochids, and there is a common Chotzer, which the Chotzer is also a Rishus HaYochid Be'emes, but it's a Rishus HaYochid for many people, and therefore it looks like a Rishus HaRabim. So Mele, the Meret HaKona, that there should be an Erevin, through Pas, you put the Pas, well, everyone puts their Pas into one house, so they're all Me'uriv, they're all Kilu, it's only a Bayis Echad, everyone's living in that Bayis Echad. So the whole idea of Erevin is to take up a group of people, which are all separate, and create from them Erevin, an Eruv, that they should become together. That's the meaning of Erevin. What's the meaning of Netilas Yadayim? Netilas Yadayim is the meaning of keeping your hands clean, making sure that there's no tumah in any, there's no negiah in anything of tummy or anything, something that's a srach tumah. Now obviously when a person is worried about Netilas Yadayim, so the Indian of worrying about the Netilas Yadayim is keeping separate. How do you make sure that your hands are clean? How do you make sure that your hands are Torah? By staying in a separate way, being separate from someone. Which is l'chura the opposite of Erevin. The whole idea of Erevin is trying to connect people. To take a people that are all living separately and create that they're all living together. And the whole idea of Netilas Yadayim is to l'churi retain your separation, to retain your purity. How do you retain your purity? By staying separate. The Chochmah is, that was Shleim HaMelech. Shleim HaMelech was Mesakin Erevin Unetilas Yadayim. That means that on one hand, you could be Be'erevin, you could be Be'iruv, and still retain your Netilas Yadayim. The fact that you're Be'erevin, the fact that you're together, doesn't in any way compromise on the Taras HaYadayim. You can still maintain your Netilas Yadayim. And al derech zeh, I suppose, you can learn both ways. You can learn the ways, and we're living in a world today where there's a ganze shaila of how a person should conduct his life. Should conduct his life in a eifin of Erevin, or he should conduct his life in a way of Netilas Yadayim. And it's other, either it's Erevin or it's Netilas Yadayim. Either you stay separate, or you maintain distancing. So the question is, can you remain together? Can you have Erevin and still retain this Netilas Yadayim, which means to make sure that the purity remains? This is also obviously Beruchnis. And it could be the other way. When a person is separate, when a person is notice, you could learn it in two ways. You could learn the person is being makpid on Erevin, but despite the fact that he's makpid on Erevin, he still has Netilas Yadayim. Or the other way, he's being makpid on the Netilas Yadayim. But even though he's being makpid on the Netilas Yadayim, he's not separating himself in nefesh from other people. Even though begashmis, he's being very makpid about the Netilas Yadayim, but in nefesh, he's retaining himself in Erev. That's, I think, a timely vort, b'negeya, the matzah that we're living today, that we're going from Shabbos to Erevin. So the Mela, so im chochem bni yismach libi gamoni. That's what the Ebershter said to Shleim HaMelech. This week's parsha, we have re'ei yonechi nesin lefnechem ayem bracha uklolo. It's a bracha, then it says es haklolo, it's a bracha, b'haklolo. So it's an interesting thing here. In Targum, what's the taich bracha uklolo? So the Targum taiches Birchon ulevatin. The bracha and levat. Levat means klolo. Now, there is that when he says, v'haklolo, So the Targum teaches Ulevatayim. Ulevatayim. That's how the Targum Unkel is Targum. Teaches. In Targum Yenison, in Targum Yenison, he says, Dein Birchese Vichilufei. He doesn't say Birchese and Ulevotin. He says Birchese Vichilufei. That's how he teaches Vichilufei. Al derezeh, when he says Vahaklola, he says Vichilufa. Vichilufa. Instead of saying the word Vahaklola, he says the word Vichilufa. And the Targum Yishalmi, the Shalmi Shalmi also. Yishalmi, when Benigya, the first pasuk, he doesn't say that. But the second pasuk, he says Vichilufeyim in Leisit Shmu. It's a chiluk between Targum Yenison and Targum Unkelus. Targum Yenison, Targum Unkelus. Later on, just say, later on, when it says, Nasates Abrocha al Hargrizim, Nisaklol al Harevo, so over there also, the Klola, the Yosm la Tetaya, and over there also, the over there, the Targum Yenison also teaches. How does the Targum Yenison teach? Umalatataya. Over there he doesn't say the chilufa. Over there he teaches klar. As that as haklol al har evil, it says umalatataya. Over here he says vichilufa. That's what he says. So try to say we're saying a diokaloshin. Diokaloshin. Targum unkelus teaches levotim. And Targum Yenison teaches vichilufa. The shaila is azoi. What does the word vichilufa mean? What does vichilufa mean? You know, sometimes people say this and the opposite. A vichilufa doesn't really, the taich of the word vichilufa doesn't mean the opposite. The taich of the word vichilufa means the other option. Vichilufa means the other option, the chiluf. The chiluf means the other option. The pashto, that's the taich of vichilufa. The mashal, use a mashal from Isaiah. Some is a good piece of information. We say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. Then we say, Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei Le'elam Voet. So in Zayir it says that the word void is echod b'chilufi asfim. That's what it says in Zayir. That the word void is echod b'chilufi asfim. What's that? Void b'chilufi asfim. Whereas the vav is changed for the hey, for the aleph. Because there's a rule. The aleph, hey, vav, yud are letters which are oisis of hemshech. That's all. The aleph, hey, vav, yud are oisis of hemshech. So the mele, so an aleph, and a vav can be changed. Of aleph and a vav can be changed. So the void is aleph, is instead of the vav is instead of the aleph. And al derech zeh, the ches, instead of the ayin, because acha, aleph, ches, hey, and ayin, are asis hagoren, so also they're mischalef. And the dalet is the dalet of echad, which is a dalet rapsi, and the dalet of void. So a male is also a chiluf. So, in other words, the Zayir is saying that there is a musik called chilufei asfin. You're changing the letters, which is a ganzer inyan al pi kabbalah of how the world was created through the chilufei asfin. Al kol ponim, chilufei normally means that when you take something and you change it for something else, which is a replacement for the first thing. That's what a chiluf means. Chiluf means you're being machlif one thing for another thing. L'chura, klol, and a bracha is not a chiluf. It's the hepach. The word chiluf doesn't mean a hepach. The word chiluf means a replacement. So the shaila is, how is it that the Targum Yenison is touching on v'haklola, the replacement? And when you get, that's the shaila. That's the shaila, my friend. Is the bir is azoy. Bechlal, in the inyan, from Targum, just touch the Targum, is the way the Torah was given in Lashon HaKedosh. The Torah was given a Lashon HaKedosh. And then the Torah was brought down into Targum. Meshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah down into Targum also. B'shivim Lashon, Pir Shalem. So it's brought down that the Indian of bringing down into Targum is bringing down, that says there's the Torah, the way the Torah is in its original state, which is Lashon HaKedosh, the holy language, the language of the Eberster himself. And then you, so to speak, being Mamshech, the Torah, Yesel Lamata. You bring the Torah Yesel Lamata, no, because you want to bring the Torah down lower. People are in lower madregas. So you want to bring down the Torah lower. So Memele, you bring down the Torah also into Isis of Targum. You know, the same Inyan, the way it is in Lashon HaKedesh, is in a higher meaning. And that Inyan, the way it comes down into Targum, is a lower meaning. I don't know if I'm not sure if I'm explaining, if I'm saying myself clear over here. The Inyan of Targum, let me try to explain it a little bit better. So Da says, Mishnah Teira, Meisha Mipiatzme Yomri. Mishnah Teira, Meisha said Mipiatzme. So what's the Pshat? Meisha Mipiatzme Yomri, it says Baruch HaKedesh. It says Rashi over there, it says Baruch HaKedesh. What's the chilik between the first Dalet Svarim and Mishnah Teira? Pshat is the first Dalet Svarim, Meisha Rabbeinu was only Bepchinas Maiver. In other words, the Eberster gave the Teira, and Meisha wrote the Teira, exactly as the Eberster gave it. Masha'enkin and Mishnah Teira, the Teira already, Kaviyochel, came down into Madrega, where it was Nislabish in the Seichel of Meisha Rabbeinu. Now, it came down, and it came down, Ki'ilu Meisha Mipiatzmi Omri. It was obviously the Eberster's words. But it came down, Bepchinas, it's called Behislapshut, it became enclosed in the Seichel of Meisha, and the Tachlis is to bring Teira down Lamata. There's Teira Shebiksav and there's Teira Shebalpeh. Teira Shebiksav is the words of the Eberster. It's the words of the Eberster. Teira Shebalpeh, if you don't understand what you're saying, you're not Yitzhak, the mitzvah of Limudat Teira. Ayilachut is the words of the Eberster. The answer is it's the words of the Eberster which comes down into your Seichel. It has to come down and Nislavish in your Seichel. The Hagdama for the union of Teira Shebalpeh was the fact that Meisha Rabbeinu had Mishnah Teira and Teira Shebiksav. Mishnah Teira and Teira Shebiksav is like Bedugma of Teira Shebalpeh in Teira Shebiksav. This is the Teira Shebalpeh of Teira Shebiksav. The way Teira Shebalpeh is called in Teira Shebiksav, the Yisod of Teira Shebalpeh and Teira Shebiksav is the Mishnah Teira in Teira Shebiksav. So al derech zeh, there's the union of Targum. A person learns Torah. A person learns Torah in English. You open an art scroll, Gemara, and you read, and you don't understand the Gemara, and you read in English. Those words that you're reading, those words are Torah. But those words are just words which are explaining what it says in the Torah. No, those words are Torah. You'll say Birchas HaTorah when you say those words. When you say the words in English, the words that are saying is holy. That's pshat is that the Kedushas HaTorah is not only Kedushas HaTorah came down into the Esis HaTorah Shebiksav, not only it came down into the Seichel of Torah Shebalpeh, but the Kedushas HaTorah came down into the Esis Mamsh. It came down that the Esis became Esis Gnashis. You're reading words of Torah Mamsh. And that uftu, that you should have Torah, should be able to come down, Lemata Mata, in Esis Kipshutei. So that was Ufto of Meisha Rabbeinu. Meisha Rabbeinu, first it was Mishnah Teira with Piatzmi Omrei. And then Meisha Rabbeinu was Bairis HaTeira Aziz Heitev. The union of Meisha Rabbeinu translated the Teira. We needed a translator, and Meisha Rabbeinu was the translator. Meisha Rabbeinu was the one that understood the Shivim Lashon. That's why he was the best translator. There's a lot of translators today. The Pshat is Meisha Rabbeinu wasn't a translator. Meisha Rabbeinu was a transmitter. Meisha Rabbeinu was able to bring down the Kedushas HaTorah into Mishnah Torah and into Teira Shebalpeh and into the words Afilu in Asius from Shivim Lashon. So the union of a Targum, I'm trying to just, that a Targum is bringing down the Torah Lamata. So that's what Targum is. And when did you have to bring it down Lamata? When Yidden went to Golos. When Yidden went there, so there was no need for Targum. When Yidden went to Golos, and Mele, the whole, so then there was a Yiridus HaDeiris. So they needed to come down, that the Teira should come down into Targum. In Golos Gufa, there's two Madregas of Golos. There was Madrega of Golos, the way they understood the Golos in Eretz Yisrael. And there was the Madrega of Golos, the way they understood the Golos in Babel. Unkelis is a Targum, which is a Targum of Babel. It was a Targum of Babel. It was a Targum of Golos Mamsh. Masha'enkin Targum Yenisim and Uziel, that's already a Targum which is Fabun with a Targum of, and Alder is the Talmud Yushalmi, that's already a Targum which is a higher Madregan Targum. And therefore, in Unkelis, mostly he keeps the Pshat. Unkelis pretty much keeps the Pshat, Pirush HaPoshet. Masha'inkin in Targum Yenison, now there is in Targum Yerushalmi, there's more the pnimius of the Inyan. The Chazal is all kol in Yenison and Uziel, and now there is in Talmud Yerushalmi. It's a difference between the Talmud. Now the Maisi is there's an Inyan called Bracha and Klol. Bracha and Klol, two separate things. What's the pnimius of Klol? Pashtus Klol is Klol. That's the Pashtus Advarim. That's the way you look at it with Fleshik, with Uposhta eyes. But the emes is that the premis of Klola is the Hashpah of the Eberster. The Eberster is Hashpah. Everything that comes from the Eberster is Tachlis Hatev. And everything that comes from the Eberster is the ultimate is Elikus. Now, there's sometimes that things come from the Eberster in a way of Bracha. And there's sometimes that things come from the Eberster in a way of Klola. Knows what comes from the Eberster in the way of Klola is not the Pshat, is that it's not coming. Pshat is that the Eberster is being mamshich something which is a union of Klola. And the emes is that the Amkus of Elikus, the way it is in Klola, is deeper than the Amkus of the Eberster, the way it is in Bruch. It says, Ashi agever asheti yasrenu yutke, asheti yasrenu ko. So it's brought down in Chassidus. That Bechlal and Asis and Shamavaya, there's four letters. There's Yudke and Vavke. And the Yudke is connected to Nistoris, and Nistoris Lashem El Kenu. That's a union of Nister. And the Vavke is Vir Haniglis, Lono Uvaneno is Vavke Niglis. That's connected to the union of Goli. I'm sure we discussed it in the past that Bechlal, the Yudke, Vavke, is connected to the Esses Sviris, which is the Esses Sviris that the Eberster gave out of himself, the Antu Dapikas Asatikuna, the Esses Sviris. So the Yud is Chochma, and the first Hey is Bina, and the Vav is Midis, and the last Hey is Malchus. So Bechlal, the Inyan of Chochma Bina, is more Seichel, is more something for yourself. And Midis and Malchus is something more to give over to someone else. You give over to someone else. So Memela, when you say the Yudke of Shem Avaya is connected to the Eberster himself. Masha'inkin, the Vavke is the Eberster, the way the Eberster is Kaviyochel having a Shachas to Nevroim. So Ashi Agever at the Yisurim, what a person gets, Rachman al-Itzlan, is coming from a higher level of Elikus. It's coming from a higher level of Elikus. It's coming from the Eberster, the way the Eberster is mitzad Yudke. It says, Hasmechem b'yitzurim, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Hasmechem b'yitzurim, Aleim ha-kosev eimer, kitzeis ha-shemesh b'gvurose. There's the Shemesh, and there's the Nartik ha-shemesh. There's the shield of the sun. Maybe we're digressing a little. I'll call upon him, there's the Inyan of Bracha, and there's the Inyan of Klola. The pastors, when you see Klola is something bad. The pnimius of Klola is the Klola the way it comes from the Eberster. That's Faker Tachlis Hatev. The pnimius of the Klola is Tachlis Hatev. They say, as Friedgab says over a story that the Mittler Rebbe, which is the Alter Rebbe's son, the Balatanya's son, was once in Parshas Kisavi. He heard the Teichacha, and he became ill from hearing the Teichacha. So they asked him, what happened? I mean, this is not the first year you're learning the Teichach. So he says he always heard the laning of his father. The Alter Rebbe used to be the Valkeir. When the Alter Rebbe laned it, it was different. He didn't hear the Teichach. Masha'inkin, when he heard Kipshute, the Teichach, he won't cry from hearing the Teichach. There's hearing the Teichach the way it is b'primius in Yonim, and there's the Teichach the way it is b'pashas in Yonim. So Mele comes out that there's two madregas in Targum. There's the Targum Yenisim ben Uziel, which the Targum Yenisim ben Uziel, he also says the Targum. But he doesn't say the Targum the way the Targum is from the point of view the way it is mamish and goes. Even in the Targum, he there has the way the pnimius of the Inyan is. Mele, since he there has the way the pnimius of the Inyan is, so therefore, he says, v'chilufa. No, there's the bracha and the chiluf of the bracha. There's two. No, the hashpah of the Eberster is in two ways. Either the hashpah of the Eberster is in bracha, or the hashpah of the Eberster is in onion of chilufa. That's mitzad targum eretz yisrael, you der her that the onion of klola is v'chilufa. Masha'ein came when you come down into Unkelus. And Unkelus over there is already not, and Unkelus is already the union of Bavel. It's Machshak and Yeshivan, it's the Talmud Bavel, the union of Shechei Shech Mamash. So over there in the Madrega of Bavel, where you have Targum Unkelus, so over there the union is Kipshutim. The union is Kipshutim. Over there you hear Kipshutim, Ulevotim. Ulevotim. That's out in this pasuk when we're talking about in the beginning of the pasuk when the Eibush is speaking. When it comes later on, when it says that you'll come to Hargrizim, and over there you should put es habracha al Hargrizim es haklol al Harevel. Over there we're talking about Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, and over there you want to give the say the klol in order to prevent people from doing aveiros. Over there, we're saying, what is it? When a sat, in this pasuk is talking about re'eyam nechi neisel lefnechem hayem es habracha v'saklol. So memel over here, mitzad da'an nechi, the Eibishter is being mamshich. So the way the Eibishter is being mamshich, over there, in the klola, you hear that it's v'chilufa. Masha'inkem, when the Eibishter is saying that when you'll come to har grizim and har evil, and over there, you should put es habracha v'saklol al saklol al har evil. Over there, what's the purpose of putting the klala al harevel? In order that Yidden should inherit the klala, and Yidden should do tshuva and should hold themselves back. So over there, even the targum yemes and also taisha that is talking about kipshut. There's a word that says that one of the reasons why Yitzchok became blind because the malachim looked down by the akedah and they cried. And through that, the tears of the malachim fell and made Yitzchok blind. So the question is, l'chur, the malachim zendach malachim. Is l'chur m'sizicha, I feel it. To say the malachim only know what's happening down here by looking down. They have to look down, they have to open the shamayim and look down. And b'meila, the tears can fall down. They can't be sitting in shamayim and know what's going on down here without looking down. I mean, what's the senior of looking down? Because we don't understand what's the union of the tears, whatever. But what's the pshat? Malachim had to look down to see what's going on, and they cried. They had to look down. Malachim basically was tutsav down here without him. It's a vort. The Malachim, of course, knew what was going down here. But they knew what was going on down here the way it was looked up there. Lemaila, when they heard what was going on down here, it was a simcha gdela, it was a chedvus lemaila. It was the greatest moments in history. That there was Dakedas Yitzchok is Yamed Le'elof Lazare. So over there, everyone was dancing. The dancing was dancing by the Akedah. The Malachim that looked down, they wanted to see what does the Akedah look like down here. Not what does the Akedah look like up here. Up there. They wanted to see what does the Akedah look like down there. So in order to see what the Akedah looked down there, the Kaviyochel had to open the Shemayim and take a look how the Akedah looks down here. The way it looked down here, they were crying. The crime was only the way the Akedah looks down here, but not the way the Akedah looked up there. I'm not that they knew, but they want to see how does it look like down here. Al-Derev said, there's the way you look at Klola from a Targum Unkelus perspective. And over there, it's Tako Levot, the Klolos. Masha'ekin, when you look at the Klola, the way it is in Targum Yenis and Menuzil, the way it is in Targum Yenis and Menuzil, so over there it's different. Yes, the Klolos.
Yeah.
The Ma'isa Zay. There's a word, there's Mavusta word, Hemshech, Tinesinian. There's a word of the Avudraham. The Avudraham says Azoy, Benegeh, the Seder of the Shiva de Nechemta. Notice there's the Gimel de Puranisa and the Shiva de Nechemta. What's the Emesinian of Nechama? What's the Nechama? Person Chas V'Sholem has, there's a problem, and you're giving a Nechama. So what's the emes in the chum? The emes in the chum is that the problem that you had is l'teif. Now, in other words, the fact that mekenzach ha'etzer gavim, you can get over the problem, that's not emes in the chum. The emes in the chum is only when somehow or another in the shiva, the paranus, the nechemta, you'll be able to see that the pnimius of the gimel, the paranus, was enin of teif. That's the emes enin of the chum. Is as they. Zdod Avudraham explains the seder of the Shiva de Nechemta, Bavustavort, that the Eibishter comes to the Nevi'im and he tells the Nevi'im, Nachmu, Nachmu, you should go and So on that, the Yidden answered. The Yidden answered that nay. The Yidden answers that batemet sina zvani Hashem ba'ad nishchachan. In other words, they're not happy with this nechama. What do you mean, nachmu nachmu ami? That the Nevi'im should face nay. Azavani Hashem, the Eibishter was Azavani. So the Mele, the Nevi'im came back to the Eibishter, and they told the Eibishter, Ani Aser Aleinu Cham. They told the Eibishter, Ani Aser Aleinu Cham. The Eden aren't Menachem. No, the Eibishter hears that Ani Aser Aleinu Cham, because they tie in the Batei Metzina of Azavani Hashem. So on that, the Eibishter comes back and says, Anechi, Anechi, Umenachem. That's the Avteir of Parshas Re'eh. Anechi, Anechi, hu menachemchem. And then he menachem nochamol, tzveimol, the next avteira, the next avteira, is all the nechom of the Eibishter. And then, at the end, it comes that the Yidden say sosis b'Hashem, ogel b'shuas. Ravtu v'beis Yisroel. So the Seder Advarim is that first the Eibishter sent the Nevi'im. And then the Nevi'im, the Yidden didn't accept the nechom of the Nevi'im. And then eventually the Eibishter was Menachem himself. So the question is, the Eibishter weiß doch alles. So the Eibishter knows that the Necham of the Nevi'im won't be accepted. So if the Eibishter knows that the Necham of the Nevi'im won't be accepted, so why did he send the Nevi'im l'chathil? Why didn't l'chathil say, Anecha, Anecha, Menachem? So what's the Pshat? Pshat is, the question is, what's the Madrig of the Necham? In Necham, there could be different Madrigas in Necham. The Yidden, the Eibishter said to Nevi'im, go be Menachem. And the Yidden could, the Nevi'im could be Menachem. Nachem or Nachem Yami. A double Nechom. A double Nechom. Nachem or Nachem Yami. A double Nechom. So on that, Vatemer Tzien, Azavani Hashem, knows that timing, the Nechom that comes from the Nevi'im isn't Enoch in Ami, it'll be able to appease us, and be able to appease us, and it'll tell us all kinds of things that we're going to have the Geula. But on the other hand, it's not going to be able to be megala. The Nevi'im aren't going to be able to be megala in us that the Churban is be'emes a step into the Gula. That madrega to their head, that the Shiva de Nechemta, the Afila de Gimel de Paranusa, was really a step to the Gula and the premius of the Rai's tape, that the Inyan of Klol is a Inyan of Chilufa. It's really the premius of Elikus. The Ashiya Gever Shati Yasrenu Kod, that's the pnimius of a connection with the Eibishter, that Madrega can't come through the Nevi'im. That can't come through the Nevi'im. And it can only come when a Yid feels that he doesn't want to have the Nechama through the Nevi'im. Because the Eibishter Kaviyochel gave them the Nechama, Nachmu Nachmami. And if they would have accepted that Nechama, so that would have been the Nechama. That would have been the Nechama. They would have reached that level where they would have had the Nechama, but not the Pnimis and Nechama. But they needed to have the Tachlis of Matara. The Matara was Melchatchila, that the Eibishter sent the Nevi'im, that Yidden should say, Ani Aser Batei Metzina Zomani Hashem, Ba'ad Nishchachani. That Yidden should their hair, that this is not the Emes in Nechama. This is not the Emes in Nechama. The Emes in Nechama is only by the Eibishter being Menachem. Because only when the Eibishter will be Menachem, Yamal David will be Nizgala, the Emes of Pnimius of Golas, that the Emes in Pnimius of Golas is Gula. Memele, so Yidden, so the Nevi'im came back. And they told the Eibishter, Ani Aser Alei Nechama. This Nechama, the Ani Aser Alei Nechama. The Eibishter was happy to hear that Ani Aser Alei Nechama. He wanted that it should be Ani Aser Alei Nechama. But to the Megala, that Ani Aser Alei Nechama, you had to have the Nachmu Nachmi Ami, and Batei Metzina Zivani Hashem. And mainly they told him, Ani Aser Alei Nechama. So then the Eibishter comes and he says, Anechi, Anechi, Umenachemcha. Then this is going to be the Madrega. The Eibishter started Matan Teira with Anechi, Avai Elikech, Anechi, Misha, Anechi. And that was the Gili of Matan Teira. When the Gili of Lossid Lovi, it'll be Anechi, Anechi, Umenachemcha. That will come from the Madrega of Anechi, which is even higher than the Anechi of Matan Teira, the Anechi Avai Elikecha, which came Davke through the Churban, Davke through the Golos, Davke through the Avedis, Davke through the Ra, that was Megala, the Anechi Anechi. And then there becomes the Seis Osis Bavaya, that causes the emesism. That's the Pnimis HaGeulah, that says the Pnimis HaIn of Nechama is we should derher. So in Targum Yerushalmi Mechatchila, he derhers this Indian this inyan that the tachlis ha-golus is geula. Abasof kol sof, obviously, it's different when you hear it in Targum Yerushalmi, when you hear it bepeil mamish. When you hear it bepeil mamish, derech agav stamazay. Tomorrow is the yortzeit of Rab Levi Yitzchok Schneerson, which was the father of the Rebbe, Zecheinu Livracha. So he was a very going and was in Golos. He was taken in prison and then he was sent to Golos, and he died. He passed away in Golos. He went through a lot of Yisurim. So there's very little. He was a big writer, but there was very little left of him because everything was taken away. The only thing was left with him that he had a few svarim in Golos that his Rebbetzin brought him, and he wrote on the gillion of those svarim. So Stamazay in Tanya. It says Dio Kalosh in Tanya. In Tanya it says Mereish Kola Madregis at Seif Kol Dargi. That's what it says in Tanya. Mereish Kola Madregis. It speaks about a certain Indian. It says Mereish Kola Madregis at Kol Seif Kol Dargi. So he writes a note. Madregis Loshen Akedish, and Dargin is Loshen Targin. So Mereish Kola Madregis at Seif Kol Dargi. The Dio Kalosh in Tanya. In other words, there's the Madregis in Lashon Kedesh, so the reish of all those Madregas which are in Lashon Kedesh, that's the highest of the high. And then at Seif Kol Dargin, in other words, even the Seif of all the Dargin which are in Lashon Targin. That's, in other words, if you'd say Mereish Kol Madregas at Seif Kol Madregas, yeah, at Seif Kol Madregas, but not at Seif Kol Dargin. If you'd say Mereish Kol Dargin at Seif Kol Dargin, Mereish Kol Dargin, but not Mereish Kol Madregas. The Alter Rebbe is saying, Mireish kol madregois at Seif kol dargin. That's just a dogma that a Loshna Kedesh is Andish being Loshna Ramish. The ikir is that we derher, that that should be bepeil mamish, that we mamshev, the aleph of the Abish, to the aleph of Avaya Chod into Goyla, into Golos, and that's Megala de Geula.